Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the consumption of dairy products in the United States. Recently, the Milk Market Administrator for the Central Order published a summary of the 2021 data on dairy product consumption. Some of the trends that we're seeing is a continual increase in the consumption of dairy as cheese. The amount of cheese that we consume here in the United States actually is almost doubled at about 176% of the consumption that we had in 1975. Fluid milk, on the other hand, has seen a rapid decrease. We've seen about a 45, almost 46% decline in fluid milk consumption on a per capita basis since 1975. Some other things that are growing is butter consumption. Even though butter has been high priced in the store for 18 to 20 months, we still see an increase in the consumption of butter across the United States. Yogurt had kind of taken a decline 4 or 5 years ago, but in the last couple of years, we've seen a strong increase in yogurt consumption. And we're also seeing an increase in the consumption of processed cheese products as well. Overall, this report, I think, is very bright for our dairy industry. And as we look forward to 2023 and growth in our dairy industry, I think you'll probably find that most of that growth will be consumed through some of the cheeses and those types of products. And again, probably much less through fluid milk. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.